Agencies are spending tens of millions of dollars less on travel and conferences today after those scandals came to light a couple of years ago. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers want to make sure agencies stay frugal without missing important opportunities. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has more on a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing.
I think a lot has changed over the last year and a half. And it's not just dollars we're talking about. We're talking about the way people are holding conferences, they're planning conferences. And in fact, I would tell you that entire industry has had to adjust because of these scandals. If you think about it, there's fewer employees at these big industry conferences that you, Tom, me, Emily, we all go to, whether it's ACT, IACS, you know, ELC or MOC. Even you go to the, you know, a firm lunch or FCA breakfast, you're just seeing fewer federal employees there.
Even with cornflakes.
Even with good coffee, you know, there's certain things that just people stay away from. And to make up for these new rules and regulations, you've seen industry and these associations adjust as well. More are offering continuing education credits. Those no longer called conferences, if you notice, they're all education sessions or training conferences. It's very important. Now, that all being said, what got the General Services Administration, the Veterans Affairs Department, the Justice Department, and many others in hot water was actually the money they were spending, not necessarily going to the conferences. And, of course, money, that's the area Congress cares the most about. Beth Colbert is the Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, and she tells the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee lawmakers just how much less money agencies are spending on conferences in the last year.
To maintain this lower level of spending, agencies are evaluating and rethinking how they conduct conferences that support their mission while keeping spending in control. For example, in 2013, the Department of the Treasury achieved $181 million in travel savings. They did this by implementing more restrictive guidance, increasing the use of IT-enhanced tools, reducing the number of employees attending conferences, reducing the number of participants attending training events, and canceling multiple annual conferences. Additionally, the Department of Interior achieved $99 million in FY13 travel savings by implementing a comprehensive program to manage conference activities and spending. This included close scrutiny of all conferences, as well as deputy secretary review of all conferences over $100,000. Interior also continues to increase the use of technology in lieu of travel. The Department of Defense reduced spending on hosted conferences with a total cost of more than $100,000 each by a total of $69 million in fiscal year 2013.
Now, overall, since 2010, what OMB did is compared how much agencies are spending in 2010 and now how much do they spend this year. And Colbert says there's a $3 billion reduction over the last 3 years in the number of amount of money being spent on conferences and travel. Now, not every agency was perfect by any means. Senator Tom Coburn, the ranking member of the committee, actually pressed Colbert for spending details and even rationale about some conferences run by or attended by employees of the Agriculture Department and the Education Department. Coburn highlighted USDA employees who attended 31 conferences at an average cost of more than $10,000 per employee. He also says that USDA employees attended 125 conferences that cost on average more than $3,000 per employee to attend. So obviously there he's not happy with that cost structure and wants to know why are they spending all this money.
And I assume USDA wasn't there to respond. But just looking at going forward, what do people say needs to happen next?
I think the biggest concern is how to keep this oversight, this discipline, this momentum going. And we're not just talking about this year, but for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and how to make sure agencies avoid slipping back into old habits. Both Coburn and Senator Ron Johnson say legislation is actually what's needed. Coburn actually authored the Conference Accountability Act of 2013, along with Senators Kelly Ayotte, John McCain, Mike Enzi, and Jeff Chizia. Now, Coburn says even though OMB issued a memo to add new accountability rules to conference spending, it's just not enough. Listen to this exchange between Coburn and Michael Horowitz, the Justice Department's Inspector General.
If DOJ tomorrow for this year wanted to spend $150 million on conferences, is there anything to keep them from doing it?
As long as the Attorney General approved the expense.
So if they want to.
And determined it was consistent with their guidelines, they could go forward and do it.
So even though 1212 is on the books, there's no consequences for not following it.
Other than our after-the-fact review.
Yeah, but that's after the fact and the money's out the door. So the point is one of the things is transparency, which is part of that. But to really have transparency to where each agency submits their conference costs. You mentioned private sector. There's not a business in the world that doesn't look at what it spends on conferences to see if they're getting value out of the conference. Do they sometimes use conferences as attaboys to motivate? Yes. And there's not anything wrong with the federal government doing that as well. But the question is did we get some value out of it as we spent those dollars?
Coburn's bill would require agencies to post details of all their conference expenditures on their websites, as well as the justifications for and the cost-benefit analysis for why employees. Now, OMB's Beth Colbert says in many ways agencies are already doing this cost-benefit analysis. She says it's been part of this culture change that has been happening across government.
I think the restrictions we've put into place have forced some very tough conversations about whether they are able to have the kind of in-person interactions they need. Whether, for example, restrictions on the number of people going in an appropriate effort to manage the budget is perhaps creating challenges for perhaps the more junior individuals who don't get that chance to interact. But I think those are the right conversations for agencies to be having. It's the right conversation to be thinking about who should attend, how do we share knowledge better, how can we substitute in other ways. For example, when faced with restrictions on travel, the National Institute of Health started holding some of their peer reviews via video conference. That saved them money, but it also, in some cases, enabled them to get access to individuals that otherwise would have been tough to reach. So I think we are having the right conversations.
People always have conversations nowadays. They don't argue. Jason, is there support from the White House for legislation here?
You know, it's not clear right off the bat. Now, OMB's Colbert and GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini wouldn't commit to the need for legislation during the hearing. Then again, Colbert and Tangerlini also didn't say the legislation wasn't needed. So I think what the administration is doing is kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. And it's not clear whether Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the committee, supports legislation either. Now, I asked Carper after the hearing about bringing Colbert's bill before the committee.
What I've asked is our witnesses, including the chief performance officer of the administration, Beth Colbert, the head of the General Services Administration, Dan Tangerlini, have asked the three inspectors generals whose offices have done great work in addressing travel and conference misspending, ask them to come back to us and think about it, talk amongst themselves, come back to us and make some recommendations. If we were to take some legislative action, what would actually be helpful? Especially for the folks that in the Inspector General's offices, what additional tools or capabilities do they need in order to be able to do better audits and spending in these areas?
Now, Carper says he's not opposed to the legislation, but he would like to see what those recommendations would be and whether legislation is needed. Interestingly enough, during the second panel, which was three inspector generals, GSA Inspector General Brian Miller came out in support of legislation, saying IGs like clear standards and bright lines to hold agencies accountable. Now, at the same time, Miller said, you know, but the law has to be flexible enough to give agencies the ability to make the right decisions for themselves.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, on the flip side, is there any concern that agencies have gone too far to limit spending on conferences and travel?
I think there are several members of the committee who expressed that concern, and I think we've all heard that same concern from federal employees as we're out and about. You know, if you go to a big conference and you say, well, where's so-and-so? Oh, they weren't allowed to come. And I think they're worried that there's been too much of a pendulum swing. And even Senator John Tester says he's worried that, for instance, the Interior Department officials are unable to travel to Montana to talk with farmers and ranchers about their issues. He goes, listen, you can't do that if you are doing it by, you know, Skype or Internet, video teleconference. You need to be out there on the ranch or on the farm to really see what's going on. Even Treasury Inspector General J. Russell George expressed some concern over, you know, how it looks to hold the big tax preparer conference in Las Vegas each year. He says, you know, listen, Treasury employees don't do anything wrong, but just the idea of going to Las Vegas just doesn't sit well with a lot of people, and there's concern of how that does look. And even Tom Carper asked OMB's Beth Colbert if the administration had put any requirements or restrictions on where conferences can be held in places such as Las Vegas. Colbert says obviously they have not, and they only ask agencies to use their best judgment. Now, I did catch up with GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini and ask if he thinks the pendulum swung too far, because as we all remember, it's really GSA that started this with the Western Regions Conference scandal, and they took the hardest line initially. He says that the conference spending pendulum has swung a bit far.
No, I think that's a very real concern, and we're very sensitive to it. We're paying close attention to things like the employee viewpoint survey to see if our employees feel that they're being supported by leadership and management. We're talking very closely to our vendor partners to make sure that they feel that we have enough opportunities for interaction. I think that's our big issue, is how do we strike the right balance? I think there has been some transition over the last nearly 2 years I've been there, in part because when I got there, we went to hard stop. As we figured out the system and process for allowing us to make sure that we had the internal visibility and accountability. You saw some government-wide reporting. You saw some requirements come in from Congress. We've been meeting those requirements, doing that reporting, and allowing people to travel, participate in conferences when necessary, even run some ourselves. So we're trying to find the right balance.
Now, GSA is also trying to help agencies make better decisions. They actually developed an online tool listing all available federal facilities that could be used for meetings or conferences. GSA is making that tool available to all agencies. They also added a new requirement in the e-travel services 2 contract to improve the accountability of spending on travel and conferences. Now, Tangerlini says the government-wide travel advisory committee, which they created back in 2012, also is looking at ways to reduce travel costs and